From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed by Turkish artillery on Sunday, claimed major advances against Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second-largest city, Mosul, at one point claiming to have seized full control of the town of Bashika. Peshmerga commanders outside the town told reporters their fighters had entered Bashika. However, journalists were not allowed entry and the status of the town had not been confirmed by early Monday. The latest Iraqi coalition advances occurred as visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter held talks in nearby Erbil with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani and key military commanders. After separate talks Saturday in Baghdad with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Carter also said Washington is prepared to provide additional support for the Iraqi-led coalition if requested by Iraq and U.S. commanders. Fighting resumed Sunday in the Syrian city of Aleppo after 3 days of a pause. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes, ground offensives, and shelling. Javier Fernandez, the caretaker leader of Spain's Socialist, says the party has decided not to block the Conservative Popular Party from forming a minority government. That move finally brings to an end the country's nearly 10-month political impasse. Members of the Socialist Federal Committee voted Sunday 139-96 to abstain from voting against Acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy during the upcoming confidence vote in Parliament. This is VOA News. Saudi-led airstrikes resumed Sunday near Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The attacks came just hours after a 72-hour ceasefire expired. UN Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said he had hoped the ceasefire would continue. Fighting in Yemen between government forces and Houthi rebels raged from Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemen border. American telecommunications company AT&T has agreed to buy Time Warner for over $85 billion. That agreement with Time Warner, whose portfolio includes HBO, CNN, and the Warner Brothers Film Studio, was announced Saturday. That was the sound as lawmakers in Venezuela's National Assembly were interrupted Sunday by government supporters as they discussed bringing legal charges against leftist President Nicolas Maduro. The special session was suspended briefly and resumed after order was reestablished. Opposition members accuse Mr. Maduro of being responsible for a breakdown of democracy and human rights. In the U.S., Democrat Hillary Clinton, confident of winning the presidency next month, is now dismissive of Republican Donald Trump and taking new efforts to elect more Democrats to Congress to support her legislative agenda. Clinton responded to Trump's charges, saying she is corrupt and unfit to be president, by insisting she will no longer respond to him. Speaking Sunday in a televised speech in the city of Ark, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said he has no preference in the U.S. election. He says the choice offered to American citizens was between bad and worse. Iran, by the way, will hold its own presidential election in May of 2017. And Rouhani is eligible to seek a second term. Lithuanians have voted in the second round of a runoff election for 68 of 141 seats in parliament. No exit poll results were issued after the close of voting, but official results expected later were forecast to hand victory to either conservative Homeland Union or centrist Lithuanian Peasants Party. According to Lithuania's Election Commission, the voter turnout was 38% of the 2.5 million eligible voters. French officials are preparing to empty out and demolish a makeshift refugee camp called the Jungle near the city of Calais. The evacuation over 6,000 refugees living in squalid conditions is expected to take about a week. The migrants will be offered placements in refugee centers across France and an opportunity to seek asylum. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.